Hello, my name is Dmitry Kovalsky. I'm one of the Graphene Core maintainers from Intel Labs. I've been working on this project part-time for the last 2-3 years, actively contributing to it and using Graphene as a research vehicle for our other projects. In today's talk, I will give an overview of technical details about Graphene, its applicability to Intel SGX enclaves, its development progress and current status, as well as several lessons learned along the way. I'm assuming in this talk that the audience knows about Intel SGX and TEs in general, and I will skip such background. Before I start with the presentation, it is important to note that this is a presentation by Intel with the following legal disclaimer. Let's start with the basics. Graphene is a runtime or framework to run unmodified Linux applications on different platforms in different environments. Let's look at an example. Say we have a Redis database that is originally built against and runs on Linux on an x86 architecture. Graphene takes this Redis Linux x86-based binary and its dependent libraries without modification or recompilation and lets it run in another environment. For example, the currently available and most widely used configuration is running applications inside an Intel SGX enclave on top of the untrusted Linux kernel. Or take another example. Maybe you want to run this Redis Linux x86-based binary in a RISC-V Keystone enclave on top of Windows. This configuration doesn't exist yet, but may be hypothetically possible in the future. Graphene helps in running applications in such environments. Graphene needs some modifications to enable these environments, of course. In other words, Graphene allows to lift and shift an application from one environment, native Linux, to another one, for example, protected SGX. From a technical perspective, it is important to understand that Graphene is a library operating system with modular design. Let's decipher this definition. Library Operating System, or LibOS for short, means that Graphene is like a tiny re-implementation of a Linux kernel that is very small in size, somewhat limited in the functionality, and is tailored to run only one application. This application can spawn multiple threads and processes, but it's not like Graphene runs several distrusted applications at once, as normal OSs do. Since Graphene is a library OS, Graphene itself runs as a normal, user-level process on the host operating system. Just to make it very clear, Graphene is not a virtual machine. Next,